The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in the show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Navarre, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm your co-host this morning, certified financial planner Tony Navarre, in the studio with Doug Neal, certified financial planner Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and of course Craig running the studio for us this morning. And we are watching the post-inauguration markets this morning, and they're just kind of sloshing around here. They're not doing a lot.
No action, just flat, just going.
Not a lot of movement, yeah.
Okay, I was just, well, I couldn't hear myself.
Okay.
Well, that's a good thing sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes that's good.
Well, you know, there have been so many different opinions, right, about, oh, the markets are going to drop, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that. Frankly, nobody really knows. This is just an unknown territory right now.
More unknown territory, different type of president saying different type of things. And the question is action versus words, and can he get it done, and will he get it done, and if he gets it done. There's lots of ifs.
Now, there really are. And that's why it's more important than ever to get a direction for yourself, no matter what, whether it's your 401k, your IRA, your 403b, your SEP account, your brokerage account, whatever it may be. Should you sell your property this year? Should you wait? Should you all of these different things are going to be planning issues and not just being moved whipsaw back and forth by whatever somebody says on a given day.
That's trying to trade the market. It's not, and you just get your strategy together and you go for it.
Well, there's a big difference between putting a plan together and trying to predict the future.
Yeah. So we're not here to predict things. We do have some information we're going to give you this morning about what things really did as far as how much rate of return did various things earn in 2016, now that we really have some numbers in, versus what the expectations are, and there are a bunch of those going forwards. Also, Jamie's going to talk a little bit about something that many of us deal with, and that is home improvement loans. But did you know that there may be differences between a home improvement loan and a home equity loan?
Yeah, with interest rates being what they are and the expectation already that interest rates are going to be heading up, you know, we've been talking about refinancing for a long time, your mortgage, and there are some critical differences you need to be aware of when it comes to home equity loans and home improvement loans.
And also, I have a little primer for us. We get some time today. I've been asked some questions recently by folks about, well, can I still have an IRA if I have a retirement plan at work? Or can I have a spousal IRA? Hey, how long has it been since you heard that term, spousal IRA? I did a 401k update meeting and enrollment at a local company just actually Thursday of last week, and they didn't even know that there was anything called a spousal IRA. How does that work? Should you know about it? I think maybe you should. Because if it's not applicable to you and your situation, it might be for someone else you know. And at least let them know what this is and how to do it.
And you can still do it for 2016.
Yeah, not too late for that. So we're going to pass along all this good financial news that you can actually use right here on the Money Makeover Show. We're going to take a little quick break here. I'm going to give you our 800 number that you can call us with if you got to get out of the car, want to hear about the spousal IRA or whatever else it is. Give us a call right now. We'll answer it for you. And then I'll give you our office number as well when we come back, so you have that too. But right now, number is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You are listening to the Money Makeover Show.
Are the sweet nothings that your sweetheart whispers in your ear getting harder and harder to hear? Don't miss out on one syllable. Visit Paget Hearing Center in Brenham. Paget Hearing Center offers a free hearing consultation and a free assessment and cleaning on existing hearing aids. They want you to hear every loving murmur that your dear one imparts. Bring your sweetheart with you for their free consultation, too. Just call Paget Hearing Center at 830-0865 or stop at their office at 103 West Alamo in downtown Brenham.
Hi, this is Randy Wells, and we're excited to announce the opening of our Hagen South location at 2268 South Market Street, formerly the JCPenney store. And any individuals, corporations, or churches looking for volunteer opportunities, we would love to have you be a part of the vision. So please contact 979-830-1488, 979-830-1488 for future volunteer opportunities. Thank you for supporting the vision.
About sprucing up your home or office building? Call Our Integrity Works. They'll start with a pressure wash to get rid of the dirt and grime and loose paint. Then they can repair or replace rotten or loose boards and trim, and then give your home or building a professional paint job that will really last. Our Integrity Works can do all your painting, both inside and outside, walls and trim. Call 979-251-7972 to schedule your estimate. Find out more on their website at integrityworks.info. Serving Washington and surrounding counties, Our Integrity Works. More than just painting.
Looking for the perfect feed for your livestock operation? Head to Ludeman Feed for feed made like you like it. You can count on Ludeman Feed, specializing in custom feed mixes and offering name brands like Mormons, Wendlands, Bryant, and Vigortone Feeds. Ludeman Feed has a new owner, Patty Barnett, and you can count on Ludeman Feed to continue the rich tradition of quality from the country you've come to expect. So take the short drive to the country, just 6 miles west at 6703 Old Mill Creek Road, for superior feeds from Ludeman Feed.
When it comes to something as important as your prescription drugs, better call on the pharmacy in Brenham with a reputation of quality and integrity. Call Medical Arts Pharmacy, owned and operated by the Sonnenberg family for over 50 years in Brenham. Are you ready to sign up for Medicare prescription drug coverage? Confused about what plan to choose? Make a list of your current medicines and then call Medicare at 1-800-633-4227 for help deciding which plan is best for you. For pharmacists you can trust, visit Medical Arts Pharmacy in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. I have an office in Central Texas. It's downtown Brenham on Main Street, just across from the courthouse. Another one in the city of Houston, about a mile and a half from the Galleria shopping area on St. James Place, right near San Felipe, actually between San Felipe and Westheimer. And we serve clients all over Texas and other parts of the country as well. So got you covered pretty much anywhere that you are, and we are glad to have you joining us. And by the way, we have a terrific website. We answer our emails there. You can go on there, find out a little bit more about us, et cetera, et cetera. And that website is, Doug Neal?
MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. That's MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. You can check the box, send us email, and type it in. Or you can also listen live. If you've got to get out of the car or can't have the radio going, then you can go on the website, click on Listen Live, and you got us.
There you go. So any old way you want, that's us at your service, whether even if it's just a question, we're fine with that. Glad to put our thinking caps on for you anytime. Still offer the free review, so don't forget about that. Make this the time that you say, you know what, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to spend 45 minutes or maybe an hour if you got the time. Bring whatever's on your mind, whether it's statements from various accounts, annuities, life insurance, 401k, IRA accounts, 403b accounts, whatever it is, and just say, you know, I'm really curious about this. Or if you're wondering when to take your Social Security, that is a huge decision, and it will impact your income for many, many years to come. Very, very important. And we are happy to help you with that, at least fill you in on what your options mean for you or you and a spouse, or maybe even other dependents that you may have. Again, moneymakeoverteam.com. Send us an email. Say, hey, look, I want to get in there. What are some good dates and times? Let's get our calendars together. Also, you can give us a call at the office. I said I would give you the number, so here it is, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. What are we doing market-wise this morning, Jamie?
Markets right now are kind of flat. Dow's down about 19, S&P's down 8, NASDAQ's down about 10. Oil is down about 60 cents. Not a whole lot going on.
So we're kind of treading water here after the inauguration.
Well, just not even the inauguration. Isn't that the way the markets go over a year time frame? There's only about 5 or 10 days where there's
big
much
swings,
big movement of any kind. And so right now it's just people kind of looking to see what's going to happen in the world and the world economy in the U.S.
Now, what happened with us, by the way, Doug, last year? They were finally getting some figures about, let's say, the returns on some of the big market gauges, such as the S&P 500.
Yeah, the S&P 500 for 2016 had a, if you were in the invested just like the S&P 500, same weight, same number of shares, same everything, you should have like a little bit better than 12% return. Now, most of that came at the end of the year, the last quarter.
Yeah.
Not the first quarter.
Actually, the last 2 months.
Yeah, the last 2 months.
Not even the full quarter.
If you remember, and most of us don't, but we kind of keep track of that, the first 2 months of the year, January and February 2016, were
awful.
Doom and gloom and bad. It was ugly.
Yeah.
But that's why you don't jump out and try and jump back in, because if you jumped out then, when did you get back in?
When everything looked really good.
Yep, and then it was too late.
Well, you know, what's interesting about that is it points out how misleading it can be to try and compare rates of return. Because if we'd gone from, beginning of January to September, the returns would have not been very good.
No, it probably would have been 1 or 2 or maybe 3% at the most.
Yeah, and so if I'm looking at a September to September return, it can be entirely different than a January to January return. And so when you're trying to look and compare things, you always have to be cautious about when you hear all the hype for the different investment products, what the rates of return on those products are, what are the start dates? Yeah. And I can guarantee you they're not choosing the dates that make them look the worst.
Yeah. Plus, it depends what you're invested in. I had a husband and wife. She was invested very conservatively, and has written out a lot of things. He is wild, aggressive, you know, roll the dice, let's go for it. And he had a 14% return for that time frame, and she had a 2% return, and she was just angry as all get out. But if she, and she didn't remember, you know, because he got a 14% and she got a 2%, what the heck's going on? Well, it's because when the market dropped 10%, she didn't. She dropped maybe 1%. And he probably dropped 20%.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't remember that part.
And that's selective memory is always around.
Yeah, so if you're sitting around being all aggravated because you told your investment advisor or you did picked out a portfolio that's conservative, labeled conservative, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, and you didn't get 12% rate of return, think about what your parameters were and what your wishes were. If you wanted to not move a lot to the downside, you're not going to get the full tilt, full bore, fully invested, no matter what kind of return that the S&P 500 got.
Right. If you had a bunch of conservative would be CDs, cash, stable value funds, bonds, and then some big name securities, not saying go buy them, like GE or Coca-Cola or Exxon, things that don't fluctuate greatly, well, but they also didn't grow greatly either. So
no.
You got to look at the expectations of where, how you invested, when you invested, and your allocation. So usually, and you can't, well, see here, we're going to, you can't blame your advisor if you've worked with them to develop a conservative portfolio. And I got a client since 1978. She's been a client. She calls me every Friday, and I think she just likes to pull my chain a little bit, but talks about her returns and whatever. But she's been with me 40 years, I think, or 30 years, whatever,
mm-hmm.
Long time. But you get an advisor to help be a partner, someone help develop your strategies, help you reach your long-term goals.
And it's not just stock market stuff.
Right. That's the part of an advisor.
It's how do I get my kids through college? How do I get myself geared up for maybe selling a piece of property before I retire? Or maybe I want to buy something and build a house on it. All of your goals that you have that may not necessarily be what's in your 401k or your IRA or a brokerage account. That is not your entire picture of who you are. You don't think of yourself as your brokerage account, do you? No.
Well, and the other thing about that is, you know, when you work with an advisor, you know, the big part of the planning process should be how to manage risk. Mm. Because, you know, that's supposed to be the foundation of all your planning is taking care of your risk first.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to talk about that, though. Everybody wants to talk about the very top of the planning pyramid, which is rates of return and investing and so forth, because everybody wants to be happy about that. But, you know, that's really the smallest portion of your planning process. You really need to take care of your risk.
And that's a lot, not just investment risk, but there's
right.
life insurance risk,
mm-hmm.
Income-producing risk. You know, if you get laid off, you can go back to work. You can find a job doing something. But if you get physically hurt or sick, and it's usually ill, and you can't go back to work, mm-hmm. where's your money coming from? Because Social Security is not a easy route to go if you're not full retirement age and you're trying to get Social Security disability. That's a very difficult thing.
I mean, there's a difference between talking to an advisor who's just managing your money. That's just an investment advisor, as opposed to a financial planner who's talking about everything. If you're going to someone who's a financial planner and they don't want to talk about risk and all of the things that are involved there, that's car insurance, homeowners insurance,
health
insurance, all of the different risk things that can destroy you financially, you're really not talking to a planner. You're talking to an investment and some money manager.
And if they're not asking you whether you have a will, they're probably also not a financial
yeah.
planner. Because even though we're not attorneys and we're not going to make any money off of writing a will up for you, all right, it's very critical to you as an individual and as someone who's responsible to yourself and maybe any others that you love and care about as to what you're going to have happen when you're no longer around. An orderly disposition of your stuff when it's no longer your stuff.
And you need a good attorney to do that. I'm going in to have some surgery next week. And so the first thing I got to do is pulled out my will, my power of attorney, my medical power of attorney, my medical directive, and see, okay, does it say what I think it says?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it did.
And even though the surgery you're having is not considered to be life-threatening, when you go have a medical procedure done, you want to have all this your ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but think of the people you hear about that go into a dentist office and get put under and then they have serious problems. But, okay, so who's going to handle the power of attorney?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the next choice and third choice? And Bill did a really good job. I'm impressed. I'm very impressed.
You didn't put Bill in charge, did you?
No, I did not put Bill in charge.
Someone we've known for many, many years is a terrific attorney. But, you know, the thing is, the bottom line is that as financial planners, we take a more global perspective on you, your world, rather than just your account. And that's a very big difference. And that's where we can really be helpful. And if you haven't been to anyone who really does do something like that, then I think it behooves you to at least come in for the free review and see what kind of questions, how we approach things with you. What kind of questions are we going to ask you that no one else maybe has ever asked you?
We had a neat radio listener come in last week. Mm. She came in. She'd been retired for what? 5 years, 7 years, something like that. She's been retired. Came in and we pointed out, oh, you got homework to do this. You got to find out this. And she goes, oh, I didn't realize that. And so that's fine. That's what we do. We don't just look at how's your money doing. It's how is your financial life going. And so she really appreciated that. And that's
and we asked her stuff like, what do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to buy a new piece of property? It turned out that this individual did. They wanted to build a new residence somewhere. They also wanted to maybe take a couple of trips somewhere. They wanted to kind of get themselves organized, and they knew also that there were people in their lives that they may want to look after or give something to them when they're gone, pass along something in the family that they temporarily had possession of. Well, these are all planning questions, and our job is to help you get things organized in that way so that those things that you'd really like to have happen actually can be happening later on, and especially when you're no longer around to control them, or even if you are, if you want to do something during your lifetime and you want to know the best way to handle that. Sometimes it takes attorneys to help with that. CPAs or accountants to help with those things, that sort of stuff. But that's what we do, is try to bring all of those forces to bear in a logical and reasonable manner so you get an understanding and a roadmap to reach your goals for things.
Yeah, I'm going to give a real good example of that is if you have a family situation, a husband and a wife, and if your planner asks you about long-term care, how you're planning to take care of that, and you're fortunate enough to have enough assets where you say, listen, I don't want to do any kind of insurance, or if one of us needs long-term care or both of us need long-term care, we're going to just pay for it out of our current assets.
And take care of each other.
And so you end up doing that and spending down a majority of your assets, and you have children, and you pass away. Do you think those children are going to come to that planner and say, did you talk to my parents about long-term care? Because we're not getting anything, and they spent all their money, all their assets on long-term care.
And now we're going to have to sell the real estate or property, whatever was left.
Yeah. Did you really help prepare them?
Yeah.
That's what the kids are going to ask.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's one question. Another one, which will come after the break here, is a question for financial. Do I get a home equity loan, or do I get
a home improvement loan?
Whoa, did you know there's a difference in that? There is.
And that's not investment planning.
No, but that's part of what we do. So stick around for that. Meantime, you got a question? We got answers right here. Let me give you the call us now phone number. And when we get back, I'll give you the call us later number. But the call us now number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony, Jamie, Doug on the Money Makeover Show.
Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me.
The Washington County Chamber of Commerce and Brenham Economic Development Foundation invites you to attend the 2017 annual banquet on Tuesday, January 31st at the Fireman's Training Center. This is the Chamber's centennial celebration. The banquet starts with a social hour at 5:30, followed by a program and dinner. This year's program will feature Senator Lois Kokors, Representative Leighton Schubert, and centennial highlights. The recipients of the prestigious Man and Woman of the Year and Lifetime Achievement Awards will be announced. Tickets are $35 per person or $400 for a reserved table of 8 guests. Tickets are available until they're sold out or January 24th. Get yours in person at the Chamber office at 314 South Austin Street in Brenham or by credit card by calling 979-836-3695. Don't miss this exciting evening, January 31st at the Fireman's Training Center, hosted by the Washington County Chamber and Brenham Economic Development Foundation. For more information, call 979-836-3695 or visit the Chamber online at brenhamtexas.com.
Kelly Green and White, Lion Cubs, named for a highly successful semi-pro baseball team in the area. Live Lion Cub mascots, all great traditions in Brenham, as has been osteopathic medicine. Osteopathic physicians are fully trained and licensed to practice all phases of medicine. Brenham's osteopathic family physician is Dr. Robert Stark. Healthcare for the whole family with a healing touch. Go Green, Go White. Dr. Robert Stark, DO, 205 North Park Street in Brenham. Call 836-5353 to make your appointment.
Need steel and want a good deal? DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop is the place for you. DDM is your number one stop steel warehouse. Need pipe? Got it. Need angle iron? Got it. Need flat plate? DDM's got it. DDM has a complete line of inventory in stock to pick up today. Need welding supplies? Got it. Need metal building components? Yep, got that too. Roll up doors? Got it. Metal roof? DDM makes 5 different roofing systems. Just stop by one of their 2 locations at 301 Salem Road near Walmart in Brenham or in Bastrop at 1083 Highway 71 West next to Sam's Ford. DDM Pipe and Steel is your headquarters for everything metal. New and used pipe, flat bar, angle bar, I-beams, and roll-up doors. Ready for a long-lasting metal roof? DDM Pipe and Steel offers Galvalume sheet steel in a variety of styles and colors. They also carry all kinds of welding supplies. To find out more about what DDM carries, visit their website, ddmpipeandsteel.com.
The LaRoche dealership gives folks like you the respect and service you deserve. LaRoche treats people right, giving their customers great deals on new and used cars and top-notch service after the sale. Plus, LaRoche has the vehicle you want, whether it's a work truck, a luxury ride, or an economical car with a low price and great gas mileage. Local merchants are your friends and neighbors and need your support to keep Brenham's economy strong and growing. LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, your local dealership on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner. Also in the studio with me this morning, Doug Neal, certified financial planner. Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana running the studio for us. Again, I told you I would give us our office phone number. And please write this down because we do offer that free review and we do not push you, prod you, promote you. We try to educate you while you spend that 30 minutes or an hour with us and help you get some answers to some questions. And here is that number, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. And Sharon's there this morning. She'll pick up the phone if you want to call and ask questions or have us call you back. That's fine. Do that, too. If you want to set a time to come in for the free review, that's fine, too. Sharon can handle it for us. 979-836-2903. Excuse me. So as we left, we were talking about the difference between something pretty common. You can't walk into any bank lobby anymore without having them promoting home equity loans or line of credit or a home improvement loan. And Jamie Keyes is here to talk about both of those and the differences between them. Jamie?
Well, it's critical here in the state of Texas. And by the way, you want to talk about this because, you know, the idea behind the show is to try and get all the financial information we can get to you that's going to be useful in your everyday life. And certainly, this is one of those things you need to know, and we've been getting questions about this, the difference between a home equity loan and a home improvement loan. Because if you have equity in your house, one of the things that's available to you is the ability to borrow against that equity in your house. In the state of Texas, it's critical that you know the difference between a home equity loan and a home improvement loan. The way the home equity loan works is you can go to the financial institution that you're going to try and get the home equity loan from, and if you have $100,000 of equity in your home, there's a certain amount that you may be able to borrow against that home equity. And the way that it works is, let's just say you get a $50,000 home equity loan. You get approved for $50,000, mm-hmm. And you're trying to do some home improvements. You're using the equity in your home. You're taking a loan against it to make those improvements in your home. And so as you do the improvements, you write out checks to whomever's doing the work, whatever it happens to be, and the maximum that you can write checks for is $50,000. The interest that you're going to be charged is generally a floating interest rate. It's going to be tied to some standard,
or something,
like LIBOR or something. And it's going to be floating, so that means it's not fixed. And generally for a certain time period, you'll pay interest only on that home equity loan. And then if you haven't paid off the loan during that time period, then it becomes a fixed payment at a fixed interest for a certain number of years. What's interesting about the home equity loan is it's considered to be another mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And here in the state of Texas, what that means is if you have a home equity loan and you have your original mortgage, let's say you want to refinance your original mortgage because you can get a lower interest rate, but now you've got a home equity loan. Guess what? You can't refinance.
Oh.
Okay. Because you have a second mortgage. And so you're not allowed to refinance the original mortgage because now you've got that home equity loan, which is considered to be a second mortgage.
Okay, so know that in front if that's something you're wanting to pursue.
That's right. So mm-hmm. You're limited into what you can do on your original mortgage because you can't do anything with the original mortgage until you pay off the home equity loan.
So that's you're putting up your home as collateral.
Basically, that's what you're doing.
For the improvements, and since it's a mortgage, the financial institution could come back on you if you don't pay your bills and take the house from you or take the value of what they loaned you.
That's one of the consequences of not paying that home equity loan.
Mm-hmm.
And with a home improvement loan, it's different. Now, you have to, of course, to do either one of them, you have to fill out financial information to qualify.
All kinds of
things. Yeah. The home equity loan is a little bit easier. I will say that if you're going to a financial institution and want to get a home equity loan, that's probably the process is a little bit easier, and the fees will probably be less with a home equity loan. If you do a home improvement loan, you just go to the financial institution and say, I need this much money because I want to do a home improvement, and you fill out all your financial information, and you either get it or you don't. If you get it, then you're set on a payment plan where you pay a fixed amount every month to pay off the home improvement that you took out. That is not considered to be a mortgage, and therefore, if you had your original mortgage and wanted to refinance your original mortgage, you could.
So you can have a home improvement loan and a home equity loan?
I don't know the answer to that.
That one depends upon the financial institution, how much you qualify for.
Because you may not be maxing out your full credit, right? Okay.
So that one sounds like you're just borrowing money from the bank to,
Some home improvements.
Buy a car, you could do anything else that you're thinking of, but it's for home improvement. At least they know where the money's going. The purpose.
What I see a lot of lending institutions do is, even if you don't want to do any home improvements, and they say, well, if you apply for your home equity loan, and you've probably gotten mailers about this, let's open up a home equity loan, which ends up being basically a line of credit against your equity, and you may not even use it. But they say, well, if you have an emergency, now you're already approved to access your home equity for that emergency. Whether or not that's a good idea for you personally, everybody's situation is different. But it is important to know that that home equity loan here in the state of Texas is considered to be another mortgage, and you need to be aware of that, as opposed to a home improvement loan, which may be harder to get because the fees are higher and you're on a fixed payment plan. But there are advantages to that, too, with the home improvement loan when it comes to your original mortgage. So it just depends on everybody's personal situation, and if you're thinking about doing some home improvements, which way should you go? Mm-hmm. There's a considerations to make there. Okay.
And you'd mentioned one thing, home line of credit, equity line of credit, which is different than both of those other ones. Because that one is kind of like your equity is at your fingertips, at your checkbook to do anything with.
So if you don't withdraw anything on that line of credit, if you don't use it, you're not paying for it, and they're not charging you interest.
That's
correct.
It's
just there if you need to tap into it.
That's correct.
And once you do tap into it, then you're going to be on, paying the whole thing of having to pay that back at a certain rate, and it's going to be at a certain rate of interest.
Yeah, this is just basic information about home equity loans and home improvement loans. We're not bank loan officers.
Yes, go talk to your bank.
Wherever you bank, you need to go in. But just be aware walking in
that there are differences.
That's
right.
Yeah, and ask them to explain it to you.
And here in the state of Texas, it's different than in some other states when it comes to home equity and home equity loans and home improvement loans. It's different in Texas.
Now, throw one more wrinkle in there. If you're married, it's a community property state. You have to have your spouse sign off on it also.
And they're going to be jointly and severally liable.
That's correct.
So, as we say.
Just don't think you're going to do it on your own. If you're married, you better include your spouse anyway.
We're not attorneys either, but
that's right.
You need to be aware of that.
Yeah, so always think about that. And again, these are not the same thing as having the loan where you just get a big annuity on your house, right?
Yep. Can't talk about those.
Yes. So, again, do be careful. Find out all the information you can, no matter what. Whenever you're going to take out a debt or a line of credit, potential debt, you always need to make sure that you're understanding everything, number one, because they are different things. And number two, if you're married, know that you and your spouse are going to be on the hook, unless that, and then there are some other exceptions. So please be sure that you understand everything that's going on.
That goes back to the first part of the show. We're talking about the roles of financial planners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are you trying to accomplish is the number one question. Now, what tools are available to you?
Right. And are you using the right tool?
That's right.
For you and what you're wanting to get done and how much debt you may incur or not, of those things.
Yeah, one of the advantages of the home improvement loan as opposed to the home equity loan is if you took out a home improvement loan and you wanted to refinance, you could roll that home equity loan into your new mortgage and refinance the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that with a home equity loan.
So that's by
strategy is very important, isn't it? And sometimes, and I would hope that most of the time when you're going to a financial institution like a bank or a savings and loan or a credit union, they're going to tell you the ins and outs of these things. But you need to know them ahead of time.
Yeah, they will answer your questions. Hopefully they'll give you as much information, but they're not mortgage planners or you know, their loan
They're not
officer.
Your life planners.
That's right.
Your financial
All the other
life
stuff
planner.
That's going on. That's right.
Yeah, how does it fit with everything mm-hmm. else you're trying to do, or kids, or mm-hmm. a grandma or grandpa, or all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. So please be careful. Ask questions. If you don't know the right questions to ask, sometimes that's where we're helpful, too. The right questions to ask make all the difference.
You bet.
So that free review, let me give you our office phone number again, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Just always think of it this way. Everything you do financially, gifting-wise, property-wise, all of this stuff has broader ramifications than just that one transaction or that one thing. It's how does it all fit together? Does it work together? And the most important question is it all working together for you and your family? That's where financial planning can really help you. 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. All right, my turn in the question and answer thing. I'm going to talk about something I was asked about when I was doing a 401k enrollment and update meeting for a company not too far from here. So I was sitting there with a bunch of employees. We're all enrolled in the 401k plan. And they asked me some questions about some stuff that most of them didn't even know. One person asked me about it. And then I brought up something else that nobody seemed to know about. And you need to know about this. So we're going to come back with that after this break. Got a question in the meantime? Here's our right now phone number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Call us now if you got a question right now. This is the Money Makeover Show.
Need a new water well? Call J.B. Waterwells in Brenham at 979-830-0625. Justin Bilski can service your existing system or install a new system, including drilling a new well, new pump installation, testing, and pump service and repairs. Using the latest technology to complete your system, Justin ensures that it's working properly, including constant pressure pumps and solar pumps. Are you battling hard water buildup, rust stains, or spots and cloudiness on your dishes? J.B. Waterwells can solve your water problems. Serving Washington and surrounding counties, J.B. Waterwells specializes in water softeners, iron filters, sediment filters, and drinking water systems. Call Justin at 979-830-0625. He'll test your water, design a plan for making your water better, and give you a free estimate. Find out more online at jbwaterwellservice.com or call 979-830-0625. JB Waterwells is licensed and insured. JB Waterwells would like to take this time to thank you for your patronage and wishes you a safe and prosperous new year.
Okay, so new year, new resolutions, new opportunities, even a new president. Hi, this is Jesse with Buddy's Appliance. We have a new deal for you on your next new Whirlpool appliance. To kick off the new year, Buddy's Appliance has created a new deal savings event on Whirlpool washers and dryers, KitchenAid dishwashers, lots of cooking products, and top name brand refrigerators like Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and KitchenAid. Buddy's has the lowest prices of the year throughout the store, plus rebates from $100 to $1,600 on select models. Whirlpool has long enjoyed one of the highest ratings on service history. Now you can put a top-rated new Whirlpool appliance in your home at some of the lowest prices from Buddy's Appliance during Buddy's new deal sale going on now. Don't miss the new deal sale at Buddy's Appliance, 3815 South Texas Avenue in Bryan, and 2312 South Market Street in Beretta.
Join Champion Fellowship on Fridays at 6 p.m. for Celebrate Recovery. Focusing on principles from the Beatitudes, Celebrate Recovery is a Christ-centered recovery program to help bring freedom from life's hurts, hang-ups, and habits. The evenings will begin with a dinner at 6 p.m. in the Fellowship Center. Cost of the meal is $3 per person. It will be followed by worship, small group sessions, coffee, and fellowship. Child care is available for newborns through 6th grade. Find out more online at championfellowship.org.
Whether you're mowing, loading, or baling, Workmaster Utility Tractors from New Holland are tough, simple, affordable, and versatile. Washington County Tractor in Brenham, Navasota, Bryan, and Sealy have 3 models from 53 to 70 engine horsepower. You get 8x8 shuttle transmissions, rugged cast iron axles, and excellent 3-point hitch lift capacity. That's a lot of value. Make the move to a Workmaster Utility Tractor in New Holland. See these Workmaster tractors for yourself at WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy.
Washington County Tractor.
RWG Construction Management is a Brenham-based construction management and general contractor company owned and operated by Bob Grabarczyk. RWG provides project management services nationally for hotel and restaurant renovations. In Brenham, they served as construction manager on the renovation of the Simon Theater, Unity Theater, and other historical landmarks, as well as numerous residential and commercial projects for the last 21 years. RWG Construction Management, 307 South Baylor Street in Brenham. Call 979-836-7176.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few. The proud. The Marines.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yeah.
I didn't see this at the inauguration ball.
I don't think they can do that in long gowns.
That's a little tougher. Yeah, that's tough in those stiletto heels. And as far as the women are concerned, no, I'm just kidding. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Money Makeover Show. We're here with you every Monday and Wednesday morning, roughly 9 to 10 a.m. Central Time, Houston Time. Glad that you're joining us. By the way, do get by the website, find out a little bit more about us if you'd like, or send us an email. Ask questions, set a time to come in for the free review with us. And that website is moneymakeoverteam.com, moneymakeoverteam.com. Or you can give us a call and or at the office at 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Right now we're looking at these markets, and there's like just not a whole bunch of moving going on here.
No. But yeah. I want to get back to that when you're talking, asking the right questions, what to ask.
Yep.
And when you were doing that enrollment that for the 401k and the educational part of that, some of the things that came up that they didn't even know that existed. So how do you ask what questions?
Yeah. So they couldn't ask me the question. Because they didn't know that there was an answer. They didn't know anything. And I find this over and over and over again. So I always bring it up when I go and I do a 401k or 403b plan update at any place. I always say, do you know that there is such a thing as a spousal IRA? Huh? What's that? And I say, anybody who has a spouse who is not working, they don't have to have income? No. Stay-at-home spouse, not working, you can make an IRA contribution for that spouse, period. Well, what if I have a 401k at my workplace? Doesn't matter. You can make a contribution for that non-working spouse. This was set up many, many years ago. Many years ago. But most of us never hear about it. Yeah, spousal IRA.
And that's why it's critical to understand the difference between you have a spouse who works, can they have an IRA of their own? That's a different question than can they have a spousal IRA. There's a difference.
Yes, there is.
On the qualifications.
Yes.
How it's invested, whatever, that's the same thing. But it's just who the eligibility.
Right. Yeah. Because if you have a working spouse and you have a retirement plan at your work, like a 401k, most common, right? 401k plan. There can be some limitations.
I'll give you a real quick one here because I happen to have the numbers in front of me.
Okay, he's got his handy-dandy chart.
If you're married, filing jointly, and you both have IRAs, if you, between the two of you, jointly earn more than $98,000, you start losing the deductibility of that IRA. Now, if you're married and one person is not a participant in a retirement plan, now you can earn between the two of you up to $183,000. And still have $184,000 and still have a deductible or an IRA for the spouse. And then if neither spouse works, then both of you can have IRA. So difference here is one.
If neither already works, good luck putting money into an IRA.
Yeah, and then there are still other wrinkles to this about, what if the both spouses don't have any retirement plans at their workplace? And on and on and on. Bottom line, I want you to know about IRAs.
Yeah.
They're not.
The other thing is, you could be retired and in your 60s and have dividend income, royalty income, whatever income, doesn't count. You got to have earned income.
That means job type income.
To do an IRA. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's a few. What questions do I ask about IRAs?
There are some wrinkles.
Yes.
So, did you know that there still is that old spousal IRA available to a non-working spouse? Yeah. Yes.
See, that,
so don't forget about that. Well, actually, I got a couple of people at this enrollment meeting for the 401k plan who are, I said, okay, go online even and search it and find out all the parameters. Or you can go to the IRS website, irs.gov.
And many times when we do that free review, that's one of the questions that we get asked, is there a way that we can set aside more money?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out one of the spouses is not working. And they have not established a spousal IRA.
So, anything you can do to get preferential treatment on your tax liabilities, wow, why aren't you doing it? So, again, need more information, need more help with that, or anything else, financial planners can help you. We are financial planners. Glad to help you with all these things.
That's why we offer that free review. Come on in and we'll help you start your roadmap to where you want to go financially.
That's it. So here's our number again to give us a call. Sharon's sitting there right now, and we'll be in the office in about another 15 minutes or so after the show here. But Sharon's there. She can take your call, set you up with a time, or take your number down and have us call you back. That's fine, too. Here's that number, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. Thanks for being with us, everybody.
Yep, we'll be back here on Wednesday, getting into year number 11.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.